It's May 9, 2019, and I call the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 6 o'clock p.m. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Sorry, it's 4:30.
Oh, did I say so? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. It's 4:30 p.m. Gosh. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call? Thank you.
Sure. Carrie Chen.
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp.
Here.
Angelina Pride.
Present.
David Malkin.
Present.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
All board members are present.
Are there any changes or items to be pulled from the agenda?
There are no items from staff to be pulled, but I did want to draw your attention that on item 8D6, the Human Resources Action Report, the attachment was revised on yesterday. So there is one item that there was an error on one item. So it was revised. So I just wanted to bring that to the board's attention.
Okay.
D6, D as in dog?
D8. It's the Human Resources Action Report. And the attachment, there was one item that was revised on the attachment.
I'll wait till you look it over.
Oh, no.
You're okay? Okay. May I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Thursday, May 9th, 2019? With the attachment revised.
I move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Public comments. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session items?
None have been received.
Okay, we will recess to closed session at 4:31 p.m.
Did she call you yet to consult? Was she supposed to be calling this week?
Good evening. We have returned to open session at 6:03. On behalf of the Board of Education, thank you all for coming to tonight's board meeting. All in attendance will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Roramore Elementary School student Jacob Navarro.
Jacob here? There he is. Right, here you go. The mic is on. We're ready for you, so you can just say, please rise.
Please rise.
There you go. Go for it.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. Closed session report. During closed session, the Board of Education took the following action. The Board of Education approved a settlement agreement with employee number SF2232747, which includes suspension without pay, on a motion by Angelina Pride and second by Lynn Ebenkamp. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. Number two, the Board of Education approved a settlement agreement with an employee, number UD3160176, which includes suspension without pay, on a motion by Angelina Pride and second by Lynn Ebenkamp. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. Number three, the Board of Education approved a settlement agreement with employee number RF780050, which includes suspension without pay, on a motion by Angelina Pride and second by Lynn Ebenkamp. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. Number four, the Board of Education approved a settlement agreement with employee number AQ9733153, which includes a waiver of all claims against the district, on a motion by Angelina Pride and a second by David Malkin. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. Number five, the Board of Education approved the dismissal of employee number FU2901552 from all district employment, on a motion by David Malkin and second by Carrie Chen. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. Angelina Pride, yes. Next, we are going to move to the board recognitions. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you. So good evening, everyone. We have a number of recognitions. If I invite the board to come down and Dr. Zamora to come to the podium.
Good evening. I am Dr. Maddie Zamora, Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services, and I am pleased to present the 2019 Shirley Kaufman Grants. I would like to begin by acknowledging the 2019 committee for their assistance in selecting the recipients. The committee members are Dr. Maddie Zamora, Chairperson, Donna Freeman, Board President, Anna Ceja, Roland Council PTA member, Kelly Denahan, Roland Council PTA member, and Joe Tafoya, Sumner and Shirley Kaufman's grandson. The Shirley Kaufman Memorial Fund was established in 1990 by Shirley's husband, Sumner Kaufman, and his family as a testimony to Shirley's outstanding contributions to education and the education of students to the inspiration of teachers in the Roland Unified School District. Shirley taught in Roland District for 22 years. The Kaufman family, along with the Roland Council PTA, are particularly interested in strong programs initiated at our schools. The recipients of today's grants have demonstrated that initiative through their proposals. At this time, I would also like to extend a special thank you to Joe Tafoya and the Kaufman family for increasing the budget grant amount in order to fund additional grants this school year. It is a pleasure to introduce the grant recipients today. And we will name each recipient. They will come up, and we will let you know what their award is for. So we would like to invite Sylvia Barrios from Hurley Elementary. She has been awarded a grant to purchase materials to assist students to be successful readers. We will also like to acknowledge Rocio Chavez from Hurley Elementary. She has been awarded a grant to provide robots and coding curriculum for students. Vanessa Guadron from Hurley Elementary. She has been awarded a grant to purchase whiteboards and manipulatives in order for students to comprehend in a concrete way. Gilbert Navarro from Jellick Elementary. Has been awarded a grant to provide a year-long computer application program for students to work with PDF files. Sandy Orduno from Killian Elementary. She has been awarded a grant to purchase items that will allow students to use iPads for story writing. Erica Selnick from Nogales High School. She has been awarded a grant to purchase literature in order to educate students about the past and connecting it to the present. Veronica Acosta from Rorimer Elementary. She has been awarded a grant in order to offer students flexible seating options. Elizabeth Espinosa London from Rorimer Elementary. She has been awarded a grant to purchase sound equipment for school events. Oh, great. Sharon Santizo from Rorimer Elementary. She has been awarded a grant in order to offer flexible seating and library books to display for students. Tatiana Silva from Roland Elementary. She has been awarded a grant to give students the opportunity to work with programs and code with robotics. James Duldulau from Roland High School has been awarded a grant to purchase items that will help increase independence for his students with moderate to severe disabilities. John Kim from Roland High School has been awarded a grant to purchase items that will allow students to learn the connection between computer software and the hardware. Claire Resga and Bruce Boyd from Roland High School have been awarded a grant to purchase cookbooks that are inspired by fictional books and cooking equipment that students can check out to use at home. We also have Grade Wung from Shellen Elementary. Has been awarded a grant to purchase games that provide engaging ways to gain hands-on experiences with STEAM topics. The following teachers were provided grants but were unable to be here tonight with us. Marisa Lopez from Giano Intermediate was awarded a grant to provide a wireless interactive whiteboard system to enrich learning experiences for students with moderate to severe learning disabilities. Let's give Marisa a hand. Julie Chiang from Roland High School has been awarded a grant to purchase amino acid starter kits to provide hands-on manipulatives for all types of learners. Let's give Julie a hand. And Laura Dent from Roland High School has been awarded a grant to purchase online science subscriptions that will allow the chemistry teachers access to lesson plans, labs, and exciting demos for students. Let's give Laura a hand. These are our recipients for the 2019 school year.
Didn't even see you.
With one eye. I hope I pronounced everybody's name correctly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, good to see you.
Hi,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Congratulations. At this time, I'd like to call up the representatives from the Forest Foundation who will also be granting some awards tonight.
Hi, everyone. Hey, Brandy. Hi, good evening. Thank you for having us again. My name is Albert Chang. I'm with the Friends of Willen Unified Schools Foundation. We're the educational foundation that we're the educational foundation that supports the school district. We're 100% volunteer run. Good evening, honorable school board members and community members. We're pleased to announce the 2019 student scholarships and classroom grants recipients. But before I do, I'd like to acknowledge the foundation's board of directors in attendance here tonight. Leading the organization is Forest President Supei Lu Yang. Serving on the board as directors are David Koo, Denise Jackman, Kevin Posey, Brian Chu, Dana Sykes, and myself, Albert Chang. So, thank you. And we could not continue to offer student scholarships and classroom grants every year without the support of our major donors, such as the Roland Water District, Supervisor Janice Hahn, NIC Partners, and Supervisor Hilda Solis. So, thank you all for your support. And also thank you to Shay Lohman for providing such a great audience. So I'd like to do the student scholarships first. And when you hear your name, please come on up and meet these fine people. This year, the Forest Foundation received 9 outstanding student scholarship applications. Out of those 9 applicants, we awarded 2 $1,000 scholarships and 4 $750 scholarships for a total of $5,000. Congratulations to the 2019 student scholarship recipients. So first, we receiving $1,000 from Nogales High School, Jessica Ledesma.
Is she here?
She's not here. Oh, she's here. Jessica plans to attend either Cal State Fullerton or San Diego State, majoring in kinesiology. Congratulations to Jessica. Oh, are we going to go? Okay. And also receiving $1,000 from Nogales High School, Priscilla Esquivel. Priscilla plans to attend Azusa Pacific University, majoring in biology with a minor in American Sign Language Interpretation. Congratulations to Priscilla. Next, we have Ashley Lopez. Ashley Lopez?
I thought I saw her earlier. Ashley
is receiving $750. She plans to attend UC Santa Barbara, majoring in sociology. So we'll keep Ashley's certificate up here. Okay. Also from Nogales High School, receiving $750 is Jose Acesta Mendoza. Jose, are you here? Okay. Jose plans to attend either San Francisco State or UC Riverside, majoring in chemistry or biology. So congratulations to Jose. Next, we have also receiving $750 and also from Nogales High School, Sasha Villalobos. Sasha, are you here? Sasha plans to attend either Cal Poly Pomona or San Francisco State. Congratulations to Sasha. And last, and only the sole recipient from Roland High School, receiving $750, Shirley Wang. Shirley plans to attend either Seattle University or Cal State Fullerton, majoring in nursing or kinesiology. Congratulations to Shirley and congratulations to the 2019 student scholarship recipients.
Nope, no thanks.
Okay, next we go on to our classroom grants. This year, the Forest Foundation received 11 applications for classroom grants, and the board decided to fund 7 of them for a total of $6,041.57, while potentially impacting over 3,300 students. The 2019 Forest Classroom Grants recipients are as follows. First, from Hurley Elementary is Vanessa Angelica Guadron. Vanessa? Okay, Vanessa's project is titled Building Student Engagement of Natural Disasters Through STEM. The Forest Foundation is fully funding a request of $686.36 that will teach and motivate students to learn about natural disasters such as earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, and tornadoes. Each group of students will create a natural disaster STEM engineering project where they will be given the responsibility to design something that can withstand a natural disaster and therefore be studied by other engineers, which can then help future people in need. 2019 is the third consecutive year that Vanessa has received funding from the Forest Foundation. Congratulations to Vanessa. From Roland High School, John Kim. John's project is titled Raspberry Pi for Machine Learning and Computer Science. The Forest Foundation is fully funding his request of $2,084 that will generate interest in computer science by giving students opportunities to gain.
What?
Oh, so that's someone said my name. to gain hand.
Are you John Kim?
Oh, okay. To gain hands-on experience in machine learning, the funds will be used to purchase Raspberry Pi microcomputers equipped with cameras and microphones for projects in speech and image recognition. 2019 is the second time John has received funding from the Forest Foundation. Congratulations to John. From Hurley Elementary, Sylvia Barrios. There you go. Silver's project is for flexible seating. The Forest Foundation is fully funding her request of $472.94 that will provide students with opportunities to learn in an environment conducive to learning and communication. Flexible seating creates an engaging student-centered environment which encourages student choice. Congratulations to Sylvia. From Oswald Academy, Elizabeth Polston. Elizabeth's project is titled Engineering Magnets for Brain Development. The Forest Foundation is partially funding her request of $648.27 that offers a world of possibilities for classroom learning. Kindergarten students will learn shapes, develop models, and build structures. These unique activities will give students of differing abilities and languages opportunities to collaborate and problem solve. Congratulations to Elizabeth. From Nogales High School, Erica Zelnick. Okay, I didn't hear you. Okay, should I read her title? No? Okay, we'll move on. From Oswald Academy, Crystal Kawamoto. Her project is titled Bringing Learning to Life Through Robotics. The Forest Foundation is partially funding her request of $850 that will help students at Oswald create, collaborate, and learn how to successfully implement the use of Dash robots to enhance their learning and ensure mastery in all academic areas. Congratulations to Crystal. And the last, from Nogales High School, Sarah Corp. Sarah's project is titled Whiteboard Desk for Collaborative Discussions in English. The Forest Foundation is partially funding a request of $1,000 that will allow for teachers to work side-by-side with students and allows for students to have flexibility in their own learning. Any classroom with these desks can facilitate the collaborative learning environment. Congratulations to Sarah, and congratulations to the 2019 Classroom Grants recipients. Thank you.
So tonight, we have the honor of recognizing the National Merit Scholarship Program recipient. The National Merit Scholarship Program is an annual academic competition for recognition and college undergraduate scholarships. In February of 2019, semifinalists who met academic and other requirements were notified that they advanced to finalist standing. One Nogales High School student has advanced as a finalist. In addition to qualifying as a National Merit finalist, this student has received the Gates Millennial Scholarship and has been accepted to Stanford, Yale, and Harvard. Yep. Where he will study biomedical engineering. The RUSD Board of Education recognizes Osvaldo Cervantes and his outstanding accomplishments. Osvaldo Cervantes. With him is our vice principal from Nogales, Joe Archibald. Osvaldo's parents are here. Our next group of students to be recognized are the Giano Cheer Team. And here with them today is their coach, Angelique Martinez, and their principal, Carlos Ochoa. Mr. Ochoa? What the Giano Cheer Team accomplished this year embodies the power of dedication, hard work, and the building of relationships. The group started as an informal cheer club and after many, many hours of practice became both state and national championships. Please join me in celebrating and acknowledging Elijah Castro, Evelyn Zambrano, Tiffany Taylor, Marge Delgado, Janelle Perez, and Irila Basabe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tonight, we're also acknowledging Roland High School's Associated Student Body. With them is their advisor, Leslie Phillips, and their principal, Mr. Mitch Brennan.
I know I saw him.
The Roland High School Activities Program was awarded the 2018-2019 Outstanding Leadership Program Award for the California Association of Student Leaders. This award is a distinguished honor presented to schools whose student leadership program support and encompass positive school culture and climate. Please join me in applauding Brandon Kwan, President. Emily Park, Vice President. Emily Birch, Speaker of the House. Michaela Leilua, Secretary. And Joanne Yen, Treasurer. We are now acknowledging Roland High School's Pro Start Culinary Team. And with them is their advisor, Kathy Stella, and our principal as well. Each year, Pro Start hosts a culinary competition called the California Culinary Cup. Teams from all over the state compete in a 90-minute culinary competition. The Pro Start Culinary Team placed 5th out of 28 schools from across the state and won $5,000 in scholarship money. Please join me in acknowledging Andrew Liu, Teresa Chang, Crystal Rivera, Penny Mahadamrong Sok, and Jose Rubalcaba. We are also acknowledging Roland High School Pro Start Innovation Team. Each year, Pro Start hosts a competition called the California Innovation Cup. Teams from all over the state compete by showcasing a new concept that will improve the restaurant industry. The students created an innovation concept, Sweet Straws. Sweet Straws is an Assembly Bill 1884 compliant plastic alternative straw. The plastic alternative is made from composable fruit peels, specifically oranges, bananas, and lemons. The ProStart Innovation Team took third place and won $15,000 in scholarship money. Please join me in congratulating Miles Martinez, Ryan Davidson, Sophia Tay, Jenna Huey and Justin Ramirez. Tonight, we are also honoring Roland High School Automotive Program student recognition. During the month of March, four Roland High School students competed in the annual Universal Technical Institute Top Tech Challenges in Long Beach and Rancho Cucamonga. The teams of two competed in hands-on and written automotive testing on vehicle parts, brakes, diagnostics, and electrical systems. Rodrigo Ramirez and Jesus Gomez won second place. Rodrigo Ramirez and Dustin Demetra won first place in Rancho Cucamonga and were each awarded a $10,000 scholarship. Please join me in celebrating Rodrigo Ramirez and Dustin Demetra. Tonight, we are also honoring Alvarado and Telesis 7th and 8th grade debate team. The debate team representing RUSD included 5th through 8th grade students from Blandford, Oswald, Telesis, Ibarra, and Alvarado. The students debated against schools from all over two counties and became highly competitive looking for wins. What resulted was a group of students who can now confidently speak and debate in front of large audiences. It is with great pleasure and appreciation to acknowledge our students from the debate team. And we are honoring Amy Covarrubias. Jasmine Waba. Athena Castano. Jason Peel, Angelo Aviles, Ingrid Ibarra Granados, Sain Ahmad, Brian Nguyen, Bodie Mueller, Naomi Gonzalez, Tiffany Sanchez, Jackie Hung, Selena Cheng, Benny Dong, David Huang, Devin Lam, Hermione Lam, Hermanoe Lam, William Lee, Victor Lee, May Luo, Donald Lai, Prasanna Pantha, Joseph Sung, Madeline Soy, Angela Whitbread, Avery Chu, Harrison Walk. Okay, hold on, girls. Hold on, girls.
I'm going to pause for just a minute so that we can allow the board staff to the back. We're going to go to the back so that we can be in the picture, and we're going to have the students that come back.
Are you Angela? Are you Angela? Okay, wait right here.
So I'm going to let the board scoot around you.
Okay, so let's
back up a little bit.
Okay, that's Angela. Avery Chu. Yeah. Harrison Walk. Angelica Mom. Jada Nguyen. Ariel Swan. And Sydney Yang. Are you Sydney? There it is. We also want to acknowledge our teacher, Paula Martinez.
Is this the last one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and then it's the one for TELUS. Keep smiling, guys. Do not cover your face. Is he covered his face? No, he's got it above his head.
Above his head, yeah. It's probably blocking one of the board members. Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
Here's their award, and then here are awards. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give them these. These are from Walnut.
Oh, okay. They awarded them. Oh, she's a charged person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's everybody's giving it to her.
Because she's got the best view.
She should charge
$2. I know. Could be a fundraiser.
Oh, they're all giving her the last view.
Now you're blocking your face. Don't block your face. Now he's blocking his face. Put your certificate down. Tell me. I can't reach it. Thank you, Angie. Thanks, Angie. Oh, and it wasn't an empty seat. That guy stood up. Oh, that poor guy. I didn't realize she's using the seat.
All right, Gina. Getting in there.
What did she do?
She took her camera and put it in her mouth.
That's okay. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Thank you.
Right, look at all of them. Show up. Good try.
I love it, Angie. Oh, she. Gina took a picture of her.
Uh-huh.
Not only did he lose his seat, but now he can't.
Good job.
All right. Thank you. Let's give them all a hand. Thank you.
Wait. Do you want it, Gina?
Congratulations. Good job.
Good job, guys. Way to go.
there's one more. Telesis. Oh. I asked her and she said one more is telesis. I think for that. Okay. No, the top Los Angeles County Public School, the award that Telesis is getting.
Thank you.
C11.
C11.
One more. C11.
Our last recognition for the night. It's last but not least for Telesis Academy of Science and Math. We do have our principal, Mr. Johann Schmidt, here with us. So tonight we are recognizing Telesis Academy principal and staff for being named a top Los Angeles public school for underserved students based on a study from the University of Southern California, USC. It is the first year of this award, and we are proud to say that Telesis is a recipient of this year's first award. Congratulations, Telesis. Congratulations to our staff and teachers from Telesis as well.
Do we take a break or no?
So you can, there's, let's, the student, you're going to say the comment about thanking Rohrmer.
Right.
And then if you say if there's anyone, they've put it out though.
So no, okay.
I think you're okay.
All right. I would like to recognize and thank the Rohrmer Elementary School students, parents, staff, and community members for providing the refreshments at tonight's board meeting. Rohrmer Elementary School Principal Dr. Manguia, staff members George Buckemeyer, Veronica Acosta, Liz London, Sharon Santizo, and student Jacob Navarro will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at their organization.
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Dr. Munguia, and I'm the proud principal at Rohrmer Elementary. Today I have with me our TOSA, Mr. George Buckemeyer. We have members of our student council today, and we have our teacher, Ms. Veronica Acosta. They will be sharing with you some programs that are currently in place at Rohrmer.
Good afternoon. My name is Alexandra, and Rohrmer offers a dual language program where students have the opportunity to learn academics in Spanish. This program teaches to not only be bilingual, but biliterate. Because we all know that a person that knows two languages is worth two people. Thank you.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Anaí Valente. Hoy voy a hablar del programa de lenguaje dual que ofrece Rohrmer. Rohrmer ofrece un programa de lenguaje dual donde los estudiantes tienen la oportunidad de aprender académicamente en español. Este programa nos enseña no solo ser bilingües, sino biliterados, porque todos sabemos que una persona que sabe dos idiomas vale por dos.
Good evening, everyone. Nice to see everyone tonight. At Rohrmer, we follow the royal way, meaning that we are respectful, responsible, and that we are building relationships. These core values were established by our students, our staff, and our surrounding community. We are very proud of our students, and each month, we not only celebrate our students following the royal way, but we celebrate our staff and our community members. We are currently a PBIS bronze recognized school and recently applied for gold recognition and expect to receive it. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Jacob. Robotics is big at Roemer. Our students participate in coding, 3D printing, and robotics during the school day and after school. This increases our ability to be creative thinkers and prepares with the knowledge around STEM, which is the fastest growing career field today. Some of the robots we work with include BeatBots, Sephora, Ozbot, Mindstorms, Dash, and Dots. Thank you.
This year, we added an A to our STEM program to make it STEAM. We dove into the arts by adding new programs for our students. This year, we began our first ever ballet folklorico and our Royal Singer Choir, directed by our very own teacher, Mrs. London. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Veronica Acosta. We have also been fortunate this year to have a morning fruit and vegetable snack program. This program provides students with the fruit or vegetable of the week 3 days a week. During these days, students learn about the nutritional values of the fruit or vegetable, get to taste it, and enjoy. So do the teachers. Our Roland Unified Nutritional Service chef recently taught our students how to make baked sweet potato French fries. Thank you.
So as you can see, our Royal staff and students have been very busy. We look forward to implementing more programs that provide students and our community with unique experiences and opportunities. We thank you for your time, and we invite you to come to Roemer and to see what we are all about. Thank you very much.
Yes, on behalf of the board, thank you so much. Great presentation. Next is the superintendent's report by Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Well, good evening, everyone. It's nice to see everyone at our board meeting tonight and to see Red for Ed, and that we are all unified to support our students, our schools, public education, our employees, and our community as a whole. So thank you all for being here tonight. I wanted to share hot off the press. We have congratulations goes to Roland High School for earning a 6-year accreditation from WASC with a mid-year cycle review. That is a tremendous accomplishment. Yeah. Absolutely. Also wanted to recognize again Osvaldo Cervantes for the Gates Scholarship Award. He is chosen of one of 300 students for this year's scholarship award, and it carries all of his expenses for college through graduation with his bachelor's degree and opportunities to continue to pay for his education through his master's degree as well. So it's a huge accomplishment. I wanted to thank the staff for coming out to the RUSD Shares Conference, which was held on Saturday, April 27th, where Roland Unified teachers, instructional coaches, TOSAs, administrators, and classified staff created and led 34 sessions of professional learning for our employees, and it was hosted at Telesis Academy. There were several registered attendees who selected 4 different sessions for learning, and it was really a wonderful opportunity to learn from our own staff. The conversations that have taken place afterwards, as well as on that day, were just compliments and praise for the knowledge that is in our own district. And so I really thank those people that took that risk to present to their colleagues. Sometimes that's difficult to do, to present in front of your own colleagues. But the feedback has been very positive from both presenters and from all of the attendees. Reminder that next week we're going to honor our classified and certificated employees of the year from across the district at the RUSD Employee Recognition Dinner held at the Diamond Bar Center. So we want to congratulate all of our outstanding employees for this accomplishment, and I look forward to recognizing all of our 2019-2020 District Employees of the Year. And summer is right around the corner. There are several opportunities for our students to engage in learning during the summer. One of them is through our Summer Arts and Innovation Camp. The Roland Unified School District is currently registering for two different summer learning opportunities open to the public. The Summer Arts Academy is a 3-week art, dance, music, and drama, and they will be doing the play Mulan from Disney, Mulan Junior. It's for students entering grades 1 through 8, and it is going to be held June 10th to June 28th and hosted at Nogales High School. So our new Summer of Innovation Camp is 3 weeks of fun, so this is the second one, where students will experience the arts, design, build, and create activities with Makerspace, and they'll also be introduced to Mandarin and to Spanish. And that's the second 3 weeks from July 8th to July 26th and will be hosted at Roar Elementary. And all registration information is on our website. Thank you very much.
Next, we will move to the student board representatives' reports. First, we will receive a report from Santana High School student Michelle Maldonado.
Hello, board members and Dr. Mitchell. My name is Michelle Maldonado. I am a student from Santana High School. Santana High School has been working diligently on our WASC document and looking forward to our WASC visit in the spring of 2020. Santana High School was very happy to recognize our volunteer superstar, Mrs. Mendez, at the Golden Apple Volunteer Recognition Program. Staff at Santana High School recently have been reviewing discipline at our school. They have identified discipline issues, and discussed how they can use these incidents and learn from those opportunities. We also have been reviewing our lockdown procedure from an incident that happened recently. Happy to report that staff and students were fine. On Friday, April 12, 2019, Santana became a one-to-one Chromebook school. Coming from a student who does not have access to a computer at home, this was a great opportunity for me and fellow classmates to be able to graduate early. On Saturday, April 13th and April 20th, our students attended Roland and Nogales proms. The night was enjoyed by all and went out without incident. We are moving our mental health day to May 30th so that we are aligned with the mental health month of May. We have the Los Angeles Department of Health working with us so that we can begin to change the stigma that is associated with mental health services.
Michelle, on behalf of the Board of Education, we want to say thank you very much for letting us know what's going on your campus. Next, we will receive a report from Caitlin Anciano, Nogales High School ASB, incoming 11th grade executive president.
Good afternoon, Madam President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the board, and members of the audience. My name is Caitlin Anciano, Nogales High School's ASB Executive President-elect. In the month of April, we began with our annual Power 106 event at our gym and had a special guest, an artist by the name Devour. Our noble staff basketball team did an amazing job giving it their all, but in the end, the score being 26-36. We hope for better luck next year. The following week, we had a spirit week for the sports rally, ending in a high note with a very fun Toy Story-themed rally. Next up on the 25th and 26th of the same month, we had an inspirational and emotional event every 15 minutes. This touched many people's hearts. We would like to thank Ms. Friedman and Ms. Pride for taking part, as well as Dr. Mitchell for your support. The 27th, the junior class presented the 2019 prom that turned out beautifully. Many people danced the night away. Going into May, we had our senior lunch on May 3rd. We served tacos, which many liked and said were delicious. I personally loved them. In sports, we are taking the lead. Our softball varsity team made it to CIF playoffs. Our baseball varsity team ended up as a Montview League champs, as well as our boys and girls track team. Nogales Drama Club presented their spring play Check Please on April 17 and 18. We had a great time and learned to admire our peers as actors and actresses. Currently, we are preparing our senior rally, which will take place on May 24. Sadly, it is almost time to say goodbye to the seniors. We had a college signing ceremony where over 100 seniors committed to a university they will attend in the fall. Our 2019 seniors will be missed, and we would like to thank them for their leadership and dedication to every program at Nogales High School. This concludes the special moments we share as Nobles in the past month. Thank you for your time.
Caitlin, on behalf of the Board of Education, thank you for letting us know all the activity that's going on at Nogales High School. Emily Birch, Roland High School ASB Speaker of the House, will provide a report on Roland High School.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Emily Birch, and I'm the student representative for Roland High School. Today is very special because this will be my last speech as Roland Speaker of the House. I have brought today my successor, who will take over starting next month, Lei Yang. I am very confident she will do an amazing job. Since the last time we met, a variety of things have happened for Roland. April 11th, we held our annual Power 106 All-Star Basketball Game, where our staff played staff from Power 106. The proceeds from this game helped pay for our Renaissance program. This event is great not only for supporting our programs, but it allows our teachers to play basketball. On April 13th, we had our prom at Central Park, not in New York, in Rancho Cucamonga. The theme of the dance was A Night of 1,000 Lights. It was our first time at this venue, and everyone that went had a blast. We danced, had casino tables, had karaoke, photo booths, and dinner. April 15th, we had our annual senior event, BYOC, Build Your Own Sundae. Here, seniors were able to create their own sundae, combined with a variety of toppings like Oreos, whipped cream, chocolate syrup, and other items. As an added bonus, you could bring your college rejection letter and receive an extra scoop of ice cream to make a bad thing a good thing. On April 17th, we had our World Language Departments host a multicultural wedding where the Korean, French, and Spanish clubs had their cultural wedding traditions that were highlighted. We also were able to enjoy the district mariachi band as they closed our event. We would like to thank the district personnel and members of the board for attending. On April 25th and 26th, our choir programs had their annual pop show. This was the last performance that our choir has, and it was 3 hours of amazing singing. It was at our community center up the street, and we would once again like to thank the all board members and district personnel who attended our program. April 30th and May 2nd, we hosted our performing arts rally, where the visual and performing arts had their showcase. On Tuesday, we had cheer, dance, and drumline perform. And on Thursday, we had our three choirs and orchestra perform, while our art program showcased their talent in the artist rally, or artist alley. On May 1st, we had our senior signing day. This day is dedicated to acknowledge all students who will be moving on to post-secondary educations, either through college, trade school, or military. Each student received a personalized certificate, college survival kit, otter pop, and picture with Johnny and Storm. We would like to thank again the district personnel and board members who attended our event. Beginning this week, we began our AP and IB testing. As you can imagine, this is a very stressful time for our students. These tests will go until the end of next week, May 24th. This week, we are hosting our Staff Appreciation Week. Instead of having one day of the teacher, we expanded the idea to be inclusive for our whole staff and a whole week long. Every day, we are showcasing our staff how much we appreciate them and all they do for Roland and its students. Each day, they receive something small but sentimental, a personalized poster, thank you cards, and even a staff luncheon. Monday and Tuesday, at lunch, we held a booth where students could write appreciation letters to any teacher that they've had. Wednesday and Thursday, students went around and took selfies with their favorite teacher on campus. And Friday, students can dress up as their favorite teacher. Throughout the entire month, we have had community service events each weekend. Each weekend, we're either going to a food pantry or senior home to help out for about 3 or 4 hours. At the end of the month, May 24th, we have our end of the year assembly for only seniors, which celebrates 4 years of hard work and dedication. Later that night, we have our Powder Puff event where senior and junior girls can play in flag football and our senior and junior boys can compete in cheerleading. On May 31st, we have our senior sunset event where we watch the sunset on our last day of academic school. We will have a barbecue and play games in our stadium. We have already started recognizing our seniors through a variety of recognition nights, but Roland will be hosting 2 more senior award ceremonies. One on May 28th at 3:30, and the other one June 3rd at 7 o'clock. Both ceremonies will be in our gym. Also on June 3rd, we have our senior all-day event, where we have our senior talent show, Mr. 2019, senior breakfast, senior lunch, and our hypnotist. On April 12th, we will be hosting our... Okay. On April 12th, we hosted our spring sports rally. This year, our spring programs have excelled as our swim, track, badminton, baseball, and boys tennis all qualified to compete in CIF. Our final event that concludes my term is graduation. This year, it is themed the days you have behind are bright, but let the days that come be brighter. It will be June 6th, and I look forward to seeing all the board and district personnel watch my classmates and I walk across that stage for our big day. As a senior, reflecting on my 4 years at Roland, I have grown, learned, and experienced being a better writer every day, and I am glad to be a thinker, communicator, and contributor. Thank you.
On behalf of the board, we want to say thank you so much. We will miss you, and you have done a fabulous job every time you've given us a report on Roland High School. We really appreciate that. Thank you, and good luck to you. Written requests to address the board. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments this evening? Okay. Please note, the public is welcome to provide comment to the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. The Brown Act open meeting regulations under which the board must operate do not allow board members to comment on non-agenda items or information you may bring up that are not in the agenda. Additionally, no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a comment. First, Mr. Roy Humphreys.
Okay, first of all, thank you for all the good things you do. And I understand you're going to be going to the Coordinating Council meeting next week and talk about the district. Maybe you want to bring up some subjects here because Denise Jackman's going to be there about how she wrote to the Gazette about and my influence over Harry Peterson, the retired member or president of the Bond Oversight Committee, where she states it is clear the influence that I have over him is strong, and that's why she nominated Natalie that night. We certainly do not want another blind follower of yours on the board. It'd be interesting to find out about that. And then we can come to the situation with the chairman of the Bond Oversight Committee, Natalie Moreno, who posted on the Roland Heights Buzz regarding myself. She says, a group of us parents went to the district, that's you guys, because he, Roy, was filming elementary school students. And on the California Public Information Act or Records Act, the district comes back and says there are no responsive records to that request. And this is the caliber of person that you have on your bonus, and it should not be allowed to be in this district for any reason. And then we have the request to disband the Bond Oversight Committee for violations of the various California laws and so forth. And that's been submitted to the District Attorney of Los Angeles, which I phoned them today, and they're still working on that. And then we the failure to post Mr. Harry Peterson's documents as required by law on your website. Isn't that rather strange? Maybe you can be there and discuss his four pages. I think that mentioned something about a grand jury in there. And to the point of that law where it's 15280 of the California Education Code, where it says the minutes and procedures of the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee and all documents received and reports issued shall, that means must by law, be a matter of records and be available on the website, and doesn't allow you to circumvent the situation, which goes to a point of character and integrity, okay? And starting your core values, this is Harry Peterson's, shouldn't you be ashamed of yourself? And we'll just leave it at that. But as a famous individual once said, and only way we can move forward is if we're honest about our past. And it doesn't matter. You can get all the awards you want. It's not going to hide this stench on this. Thank you.
Next, Shay Lohman.
All right, I get his extra 20 seconds. Well, good evening, board, cabinet, community members, Dr. Mitchell, students. Students, they're off doing homework. But most importantly, to my union brothers and sisters decked out in the red for Ed with the Association of Rowan Educators, and our union brothers and sisters with CSEA and Unity with their blue shirts on today. It's just great to see everybody. My name is Shay Lohman, and I am proud to serve as the president of the union that represents over 700 teachers, counselors, psychologists, social workers, nurses, speech pathologists, TOSAs, and program specialists here in the Roland Unified School District. And tonight, we are here to celebrate unionism and the successes of the Red for Ed movement across this country. A year ago, we stood up here and discussed the impending legal cases that were designed to weaken the voices of working people. Our opponents thought that their victory in the Janus Supreme Court case last summer would decimate public sector unions. But to the contrary, we are stronger now than ever. The California Teachers Association has more members today than we did a year ago, and that is amazing. Our opponents have awoken a sleeping giant. The Red for Ed movement has swept the nation. Strikes in places such as Arizona, Denver, Los Angeles, and Oakland have shifted the discourse about fully funding our public schools and respecting those that work in our schools. The community realizes that public sector unions provide an essential check to those in power and to those that want to privatize and exploit our public schools. Education unions have long been advocates for improving the working conditions of school staff and the learning conditions of the students that we serve. A court case has not changed that, and it will not change that going forward. Our union will continue to work through our own democratic processes to constantly develop an agenda that calls for more funding for public schools, and at the same time, make sure that we are holding local leaders accountable to ensure that those resources are spent effectively to recruit and retain the best educators and the staff possible. And we want to provide a wide spectrum of services to meet the diverse needs in our schools. And that's what that Red for Ed movement is all about. So as we head down the home stretch of another school year, I am excited about where our union is at and the direction that we are headed. The Red for Ed movement is only going to grow. So tonight we have some buttons for all of you, hopefully that you can be a part of this movement as well. And as we say, it's union strong now, and it's union strong forever. So,
Vicki Dayton.
Good evening. My name is Vicki Dayton, and I'm a counselor at Nogales High School. I love Nogales High School. For 38 years, I have worn and bled the color green with privilege and pride. My purpose tonight is to advocate for consistency with our admin team and to put forth a vote of confidence for my school. Recently, Nogales has been painted with less than flattering brushstrokes. I am not naive to the fact that we face many challenges on a daily basis. We have 4 very short years to instill in our students the knowledge and awareness that they do have a future where there are no limits. We have many students who go to amazing, prestigious colleges. By the same token, we have students who enter the world of work, trade schools, the military, sports, and they are just as important, productive, ambitious, and excited about their futures. All are proud Nogales graduates. As you can imagine, in 38 years, I've seen a lot of administrators come and go. I may not have always agreed on philosophies and practices, but as the daughter of 2 educators, I've always respected the title of administrator and what that stands for. We went through a period not so long ago where we endured 5 principals in the span of 3 years. It has been an uphill battle, but I feel we are coming out on the positive side of this. This is most importantly illustrated in the demeanor and attitudes of the students. Our students crave a sense of belonging, a sense of stability, a friendly face, and a family atmosphere that many do not experience at home. Consistency is a vital key to their well-being. Good things and student successes don't happen in a vacuum. They don't happen in spite of leadership. They happen because of it. But our students can't always be measured by assessments and statistics alone. As a counselor, I see kids through a different kind of lens. I know it may sound silly to outsiders, but the mantra that we are the best high school in America is one that students have embraced and project. There has been a groundswell of student spirit, seas of green and white colors proudly worn and displayed, and increased participation in extracurricular activities. This, in turn, brings about more positive changes in the classroom in both academics and behavior. We would all be wise to take a lesson from the students when it comes to the notion of being a proud Noble family member. We at Nogales stand for people, passion, and purpose. My end goal is that we take all of the successes we have experienced and use them as a foundation to build and unite our voices as one. I want to be led by people who believe in the goodness of the school and vision for the future. If our students know and trust their leaders, our collective jobs become easier. I want a school where a consistent admin team is allowed to move the school forward. I want people who are not afraid to take chances, who are willing to risk failures in the hopes that growth can occur. We have teachers, counselors, coaches, and clerical staff who are all alumni. That, to me, speaks volumes about our commitment to the students and community. I have spent 38 years defending Nogales High School to outsiders, friends, and even my family. They wonder how I can work at such a place. I work here because we're a diamond in the rough, but it has become a polished gem. This is my home. Thank you.
Louisa Gayton.
Good evening. My name is Luisa Gaitan, and I am the principal secretary at Nogales High School. I have worked at Rolling Unified for almost 18 years, 12 and a half of them at Nogales. I have seen a revolving door of administrators come, attempt to implement programs and changes to address the needs of our students, only to leave before any progress is made. Under our current administration, I have seen the most positive transformation of our school since joining the Noble family. However, there is a small group on our campus who would rather focus their time and energy on past concerns instead of the progress we have made. I acknowledge that we have faced challenges, but I believe that progress is made by trying new things, making adjustments where and when needed, and moving forward. I have seen each of you at various campus events and know that you too have witnessed the great things happening at Nogales. A few observations under our current administration. The induction of the Nogales Success Academy, which aims to target our at-risk populations with multiple levels of interventions, which have had amazing results. The implementation of College Signing Day to promote a college-going culture. An expanded AP program. The transformation of our campus from one of indifference to one where staff and students actively participate in events, spirit weeks, and activities. Increased parent involvement and participation with our school site council, Parent Teacher Student Association, Parent Institute for Quality Education, Disciplina Positiva, Coffee with the Principal, Parent Project, Parent Nights, and so many more. Parents know that the staff, both classified and certificated, are here to support them and their children through their high school journey. Increased professional development opportunities for both classified and certificated staff, which has led to a more collaborative working environment. Staff events that promote a positive school culture, such as monthly Fun Food Friday potlucks, staff coffee with the principal, and monthly staff birthday celebrations. As a bilingual employee, I have translated at hundreds, if not thousands, of parent meetings over the past 12 and a half years. These meetings have gone from complaints about us not doing enough for their children to meetings where parents are informed of the many resources we have for them and appreciation for all that we do to support their children. I clearly remember multiple parent meetings about 68 years ago where parents complained about not even knowing who the principal was. That is certainly not the case anymore. Our principal has spent the past 4.5 years fostering relationships with parents, staff, and students. He is a constant presence on our campus, in the classrooms, and even in social media, promoting the great accomplishments of our Nobles. These are but a few of the accomplishments made on our campus. I can only imagine how much further ahead we'd be if we'd had this administrative team sooner. The progress made has taken a tremendous amount of effort from all of us at Nogales with the guidance, support, and leadership of our site and district administration. I ask the board and district personnel to continue to support our administrative team in their efforts to move Nogales forward. We desperately crave and need administrative continuity on our campus to continue our development. Thank you.
Yadira Cortez.
Good evening. My name is Yadira Cortez, and I have worked at Nogales High School for the past 8 years in the capacity of high school counselor. I am also a proud alum. I graduated in 1998. I would like to share with you my own personal story on how my life has been affected and touched by the principal, administrators, and fellow colleagues. I am the mother of two children that have special needs. Arian and Diego are both affected with Fragile X, which is the leading cause of intellectual disability and autism. Last year, I had to make a choice of possibly having to quit my job in order to tend to my child's needs. However, doing this would have caused my children to lose their health insurance, which they need to help them live a better quality life. It could have been easy to look for someone else to do my job. Instead, the administrators and counseling team supported me by allowing me to work 60% of my position and thus continue working to keep my health insurance for my family. The support I have been given ongoing throughout the last 4 years. From my youngest child having medical surgery, needing time to tend to my children's IEPs, to the support I've been provided when I lost loved ones. I have always felt to be transparent. I've always felt to be safe, to be transparent with administrators, knowing that their feedback comes from the heart and my family's best interest. Nogales, for me, has become more than just a place of employment. It is my second home. I am fortunate to have an administrative team that has an open door policy. Any issues or concerns that I have, they're willing to listen to. Our staff has also been given the opportunity to address all questions, concerns, personally, electronically, as well as anonymously. I have been able to address everything I need respectfully and in a timely manner. The support I have been given provided extends to the counseling areas that I oversee. This year, my ELD students have been provided Chromebooks to help them with their academics. Many of them do not have the means or funds to purchase them and their studies. In addition, students have been placed in specific cohort classes with aides provided teacher support. This has definitely provided them with the opportunity to access the curriculum, and I feel proud of who they are in our school. Over the years, we have doubled our numbers in programs such as senior seminar and CTE courses. Students have been graduating college and career ready. Some of the students have been obtaining employment due to their internships. Nogales has by far been the best I have seen in years. I have been told by many parents and students and colleagues. I can honestly say that I'm extremely proud to be a Noble.
Oscar Robles.
Good evening, board and Dr. Mitchell. My name is Oscar Robles. I am a first year SPED RSB teacher at Nogales High School and the head varsity football coach. I can say, you know, I think Nogales is awesome. I think, you know, even from my first interview, you know, I felt at home. I felt, you know, the family type of environment and everything I've been able to do and achieve this year with our kids in the football program has always been supported. It's always been, you know, at any point, any time I needed anything from athletics to academics has always been, you know, met, you know. So this is a place that, you know, I really enjoy the vision and kind of the direction the administration and both the teachers are just heading in. This past year, we had four athletes that signed athletic scholarships and will be playing college football at the next level. And those are things that on this campus have been celebrated. They've been, you know, it's just been a great response from everyone. And my goal in as being a head coach and an educator and moving forward is to, you know, find a place where I can grow and not only grow my program, but athletics as a whole, and to see, you know, not just football players, but badminton players, you know, softball players achieve those, you know, those goals by using their athletic abilities. And I really think, you know, this is a place where we can create an epicenter of sports in the San Gabriel Valley with the same direction that we have been moving forward with. So I enjoy my time here. I'm here a lot, and you know, I enjoy being here along with my coaching staff. We have some coaches that are here. We enjoy being around our kids in Nogales High School, and this has you know, been a great adventure and a great ride for me, and I can't wait for many more years to come. Thank you.
Bruce Alley.
Hi, board, Dr. Mitchell, admin. My name is Bruce Alley. I'm the athletic director at Nogales High School. And I want to say it was 4 years ago we decided to go a different direction and try to get in a different league. And that was the direction of our principal. And he said we needed to do something to get success in the Nogales family. And it is. And it is. And recently the successes of our athletic department and our athletic kids are more than we've ever had. This year, we've had more championships than we've ever had. Recently, as you heard, the boys and girls basketball teams both won championships. Boys and girls track teams won championships. Boys baseball won a championship. We've had other successes, such as CIF champions in basketball. We've had successes in soccer as well, semifinals. So the atmosphere of athletics at Nogales High School has never been better, and it's I can see nothing but as Oscar said, moving forward. Things are going to happen. Successes are going to happen. All CIF kids. And you get the privilege of we saw Osvaldo tonight. Well, Osvaldo is also an athlete at Nogales High School. Osvaldo, I get a chance to go to banquets with the guy because He went to a state in cross country. He's a champion in the Montview League in the 3200, and we've had many champions in the Montview League. So it's been it has been better. It has been successful. Nogales High School, and one of the main reasons is the admin and the principal of Nogales High School is a big part of that. And taking a selfie with him is special. Okay, the kids want to take selfies with him. They see him. They know. We see more kids wearing green, more kids at athletic events than ever. And he's one of the big reasons for that. Thank you for your time.
Trish Carlson.
Good evening, Board and Dr. Mitchell. I'm Dr. Trish Carlson, Program Specialist for Mental Health Services. I have worked as either the school psychologist or program specialist for the Nogales High School since 2001. I would like to showcase some of the positive work occurring at Nogales that helps to meet the mental health needs of our students. First, we have two amazing school psychologists. They have been at Nogales since 2005 and 2006. In addition to meeting the needs of our special education students, the school psychologists are a part of the Nogales Threat Assessment Team. They work tirelessly along with our school counselors to conduct threat assessments, develop safety plans, and work with our students. Second, the Nogales Threat Assessment Team leader discovered a way to expedite the process of having a student evaluated for immediate access to mental health services. Our team has utilized the recently expanded LA County Sheriff's Department's mental evaluation team known as the MET. Prior to the use of the MET, it was not uncommon for the administrator, school psychologist, and school counselor to wait with a family for the psychiatric mobile response team well into the late hours of the night. I'm happy to report our threat assessment teams are able to access an evaluation within a few hours, and this resource has been shared with all the schools. Third, Nogales special education teachers and general education teachers have worked hard to implement the co-teaching program. We know student academic success increases as they receive their education in the least restrictive environment, and it reduces the stigma of receiving special education support services. Fourth, Nogales special education teachers saw value in implementing a social-emotional learning curriculum called School Connect. The Behavioral and Educational Strategies team first modeled the program in their classes. Our teachers are enthusiastic about attending a training this summer to enhance their implementation of the School Connect curriculum. Fifth, a Nogales High School counselor expressed a desire to have a wellness center at Nogales. The school counselor's enthusiasm was contagious, and this possibility is being actively pursued. Six, Nogales High School readily accesses counseling options for our students with the assistance of our Family Resource Center. Students are referred to the Gear Up counselors or to outside mental health agencies such as Pacific Clinics, INCI, Foothill Family Counseling Services, or the Children's Bureau, depending on level of need. Seventh, Nogales High School has the SERVE program. SERVE is a part of the Nogales Success Academy, which includes the program SERVE, House, and Opportunity. The Nogales Success Academy has been a wonderful resource for our students who, for whatever reasons, just needed more social and emotional support in order to achieve academic success. Finally, I would like to thank the school board and Dr. Mitchell for your continued support for Nogales High School and for your support in addressing the mental health needs of our students. Thank you.
We will move on to the discussion action items on the agenda. The first item is 6A. May I have a motion and a second to receive and concur with the proposed Personnel Commission budget for fiscal year 2019 to 2020?
I make a motion.
A second.
Any questions or discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The second reading and approval of revised board policy 5141, healthcare and emergencies, 6.B. Can I have a motion and a second to receive the second reading and approval of the revised board policy 5141, healthcare and emergencies?
I make a motion.
I second. Are there any questions or discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. The next item is 6C. May I have a motion and a second to receive the second reading and approval of revised board policy 6146.1, high school graduation requirements? I need a motion.
That's C, right?
Yeah, 6C.
6C.
I move.
I second.
Second, good. Are there any questions or discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6D. Can I have a motion and a second to renew Wendy Zong's appointment to the CBOC for a two-year term in compliance with the CBOC bylaws?
I make the motion.
And I'll second.
Any questions or discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is pupil personnel. The next item is 7A. Do I have a motion to approve the readmission from expulsion of student number 16-1709 to the Roland Unified School District effective June 10, 2019 with placement at Santana High School?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7B. Do I have a motion to approve the readmission from expulsion of student number 17-1810 to the Roland Unified School District effective June 10, 2019 with placement of Santana High School?
I make.
Three first.
Go for it, you two.
I make a motion.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7C. Do I have a motion to approve the suspended stipulated expulsion of student number 18-1906, effective May 10, 2019, with placement at the Roland Unified School District Alternative Learning Center, as parents have waived the due process of procedures as approved by the board?
I make a motion.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 7D. Do I have a motion to approve the suspended stipulated expulsion of student number 18-1907, effective May 10, 2019, with placement at the Roland Unified School District Alternative Learning Center, as parents have waived the due process of procedures as approved by the board?
I make a motion.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The next is the consent calendar. We will approve all the items in consent with the exception of any items pulled for separate discussion and action. May I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are now on the conference section. We have two notices of upcoming public hearings. The Board of Education will hold a public hearing pursuant to California Education Code 52062 at the regularly scheduled board meeting of June 5th, 2019 to receive comment on local control accountability plan for the years 2019 to 2020. The Board of 11B. The Board of Education will hold a public hearing pursuant to California Education Code Section 42103 et sec at the regularly scheduled board meeting of June 5, 2019 to receive comments on the proposed 2019-2020 Roland Unified School District fiscal year budget. The proposed budget will be available for public viewing should members of the public wish to review the budget prior to the public hearing at Roland Unified School District office. We are now on the board member comments. We will start with Lynn this evening.
Ooh, I get to lead it off. Okay, it's getting close to the end of the year, and I know for myself, and I'm sure for the rest of the board members, we're having a tough time getting to all the events at all the schools. So I'm sorry if I have to miss some of them. I can't be everywhere at the same time, but I've really enjoyed the ones I've gone to. We have so much to be proud of this year. We have a very, very strong graduating class at both high schools. Our students have done very well academically. They are being awarded with scholarships to go to universities. Some of the kids that are going to trades are also being awarded special awards for that also. And I'm just, as a board member, very proud of the work they've done. I have been to all the campuses this year, and I've spent the last month going to some of the departments because I want our department heads to know how important we think all the departments that have to work together to make our district one run. And it's been a very rewarding experience. I've seen a lot of changes over the 5 years I've been on the school board. So I want to thank all the employees for working hard, all the teachers for doing their jobs and working hard to educate our students, and tell them to hang in there because it's not easier. I know it's not easy being a teacher. I had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Tin Cup this week at Ybarra Academy, and I got to look at the program, the text-to-talk program that some of our students are using. We talked about it at one of our study sessions, and I wanted to see it in action. We had a boy who apparently last year had a meltdown during state testing because he couldn't do the computer. He was trying to write everything, and he just melted down because he couldn't do it all. And in the class, they were doing a project where the kids were to write a certain item, and he was able to use the text to talk. He wrote two large paragraphs. He did it in about 2 minutes, and he felt so good about himself. So I can see how much this program is going to help our special needs students. I also was able to go to the Ybarra IB class presentation, and saw the students. It was interesting how they did it. They had upper grade students plan as a team and go to the lower grades and teach them about something that the students were pleased and wanted to know about, wanted the students to know about. And they took over as teachers for the class. They had a little introduction. The kids broke the students up into small groups, and they had them all working on little task-oriented things, and the kids had a good time, and then they wrapped it all up at the end. So this is a great way to get our kids ready for their upper years and for adult school because when you work, you have to work with people, and you have to be able to get your ideas across. And here are these kids in sixth grade. We're doing all of this in elementary school. I also was able to go to two Rorimer events this week, and Rorimer is taking off. Their students you saw today doing the special presentation for our board meeting. But I'm very proud of that school and how they're doing as well. So I'll close it for now. Thank you.
Okay. So tonight, one of my favorite things was seeing the combined debate team come in here and be awarded and all their parents here taking pictures. Because at the Telesis back to school night, I actually spent about 20 minutes talking to the members of the debate team there, and they were telling me how the process that they go through in order to prepare for the debates, and they told me their least favorite part was the fact that they had to debate both sides instead of just the side that they sided with, and how that was always a challenge, but that they were looking forward to it, and they even discussed how it was going to prepare them for high school and for later for college. So to see that they were here to be recognized tonight was like, that just really touched my heart. So I was really excited to see that. I'd also like to thank the board and the district for continuing to support the Every 15 Minutes program this year. As you heard in the announcements, that it was at Nogales, and it's a program that no matter what my schedule looks like, I always try to make that program just because I've seen firsthand the impact that it has on our students. But I'd like to encourage our staff and teachers to take it a step further and not just address, like, I know we always have it at prom time because that's a critical time, but graduation day is just as critical with the parties and everything that goes on. So if we can just remind our students prior to graduation to continue to remember that and be safe. I also want to thank all of the speakers that came here tonight during public comments to talk about the things that they're passionate about and the things that are going on at their schools. The board appreciates hearing from everyone, and so thank you for coming out tonight to speak. And then the other thing, and this is for my union leaders that are here, it was really nice seeing everybody here tonight from both unions, from the teachers union and from classified union. And I'd like to make a suggestion to you that every month we have schools that come and do a presentation about their school site and what's going on at their school site. I would love to see more staff and teachers come to the board meetings and stay. Nobody's usually here for our comments. I should have prepared like a 15-minute comment for the first time. So I would challenge our unions, our ARE and CSEA, that maybe once a month somebody, the staff and teachers from one of the schools, pick a school just like the students come and just stay for the whole meeting. We're up here and we're approving things that are important to you and your students and your school site, and you should be here to hear it and to see what we're doing. So just throwing that out there, hoping one of you will catch it. So you guys, I see somebody caught it back there. So I hope to see you guys here more. Thank you.
David?
I just want to congratulate all the recipients that received an award tonight, and also the staff that received the grants tonight. A special thank you goes out to the Shirley Kaufman and the Forest Foundations for their generosity to the district. That's always appreciated. And like Ms. Pride here, I want to thank all the staff that came out tonight. And I know you guys are very busy, especially this time of year with graduations and finals, and to take time to come to this meeting, it's really appreciative. I go on campus for an hour, 2 hours, and that's my, you know, observations that I see during that brief period of time. But you live on that campus, and you know what's happening on that campus. So I really appreciate those staff that came to share their personal stories about their schools or about what they're doing. That really helps me in understanding issues when they come up that might involve, you know, different issues that might involve the campus or the teachers or whatever. You know, we all have different opinions and ideas on how things should be done, but the main focus is the student. And if we keep our focus on the student, I think we'll all make the right decision. It's when we let our personal ideas and opinions get in the way and we lose the focus that we end up going off on the wrong track. And I think that we all have our focus on the student, and we need to remind ourselves every so often the student is the focus, and that's why we're here, to do student business. And that's what I try to do when I make decisions as far as the board is concerned. You know, the thing that amazed me the most tonight is the breadth and scope of the students that were receiving awards, everything from, you know, college entrances that they're going to scholarships they received, to auto mechanics, to chefs, to going to Harvard. I mean, when you look at the scope and the breadth of that whole scenario, it's just amazing. And I wrote down here when I was watching that, I came back and I wrote this down as to what I thought my job would be on a school board. And I wrote down, provide an education program that enhances all students, regardless of their socioeconomic status, a chance to achieve their dreams. And after seeing the students and the ones that have achieved tonight, I feel that we as a board have done that. That we've enhanced the ability of those students to achieve their dreams regardless of their socioeconomic status. And that I'm proud of as a board. Thank you.
Carrie?
Also, I want to congratulate all the award recipients and the scholarship recipient tonight. And I want to add three more students on my list. And I was attending the Warner City Council council meeting last night, and I received three awards for the three Taldas' students last night. I'm very honored to receive the certificate from the city council members. And there was the tree planting award, and the three Taldas' students, the name is Brian Nguyen,
and Maximus Pareto and Luis Hernandez. And the three students plant trees on in their Snow Creek Park in Walnut. And that was important. The trees are very important to us because trees produce oxygen for us. So we have to live with the trees together. So that's a good message to pass to everyone, so planting trees. So so I was very honored to, on behalf of the board, to receive the certificate for them. Yeah. And I attend the Ibarra 6th grade IB presentation on last Tuesday, I think. Then they did a very, very, very impressive exhibition. The 6th graders present all the work they have done, and the audience are the TK kids, very young, very little. I don't know if they fully understand what the 6th graders are talking about, but they are listen very carefully, and I think that will show them example for the bigger sisters and big brothers. You've shown a very good example for them, so that's very good education for them. And the topic was ocean, and that was a very successful program for them. And on May 6th, I attend a newly elected congressman, Gil Cisneros, education roundtable. That was very short, but it's a very significant for us to meet the new congressman representing the 39th district, this district. And the topic was the college funding and the college loan interest. Everybody complaining the college loan too big and the interest too high. So Gil says he will work on that, to try to lower the college loan and help all the students and going to the college without financial burden. And so that he promised he would do more, a meeting like this, and meet with us and meeting with the people, talk about education. Yeah. And representing the board, attending the IQ Academy board meeting, and there was a meeting. Most of the meeting was in closed session, so there was not much to report. Monsac had the annual joint board dinner, and we shared the update information about Monsac, their bond, how they use the brown and buildings and other things. They're very informative. And the Roland Share on May 27, that was great. That was the first meeting like that. And the teachers, the presenters are the teachers, and the audience are the teachers too. And it was on Saturday, and the teachers spend their time, their family time, and to learn from the colleagues, and they're all well prepared, and the topic well selected, and I can see how much effort they spend on that, and the results come out, and they will follow up they will follow up what the presenters present, and they will use that on the classroom. So that was very successful then on that day. The Reimer students and the staff did a very good job tonight and present their schools to us, and that was great. All right, are you back? Thank you.
Okay. All right, good evening. On a personal note, I was very happy to see so many people attend our board meeting tonight. And thank you for being here and staying for the entire board meeting. We are not used to having so many people. congratulations to Telesis Academy. And some of the events I have attended, yay, some of the events I have attended are, it was very hard to choose because I've been to many, it's a very busy month. The Roland High School and Nogales High School college signings were outstanding, and it's really nice to know our students want to continue their education. The Alvarado Be the Change. It was so amazing what the 7th and 8th graders created. Fantastic projects were on display and so much more. Some students created a menu of their favorite foods to order online. One student had me order my meal on an application that he created, and at the end, he asked if I wanted to use a coupon. I said, what? What is the coupon for? He said, 15% off. I was like so impressed. And then the cooking, oh my goodness. Students prepared food with the state guidelines in hoping that they would be on the school menu, that what they made. We received samples to try, and we also received $20, $50, and $100 bills of pretend money to give to the food truck that we liked the best. I had to write the principal to say, who won? I haven't found out. And sure enough, there were two, and the cheeseburger was so good with grilled onions. Oh my goodness, these kids know how to cook. Okay, next week I attended the school bus driver day. What a special day for our bus drivers. The entire transportation department worked so very hard. A great lunch was provided. Oswald, the PTSA fundraiser for reading. Jason Garcia, principal, and Annie, assistant principal, received whipped cream pies in the face by students. Then at the end, teachers were asked if they would like to come up, and lots of them did, and threw one at their principal. That surprised me. Every 15 minutes at Nogales High School, the first day I read obituaries in the classrooms, then the Grim Reaper took the student out of the classroom to be disappeared until the next day without a cell phone. It was very organized. The makeup on the students made it look so real. The next day was the assembly, and the video was very realistic. This really has to have an impact on our students. I've enjoyed going to open houses throughout the district and Blandford Awards Assembly. The TK and K students received awards for showing kindness and respect. The winner of the school for wearing their spirit colors on Fridays was none other than Miss Ebenkamp, Lynn's daughter. That was exciting. Transition Students Fundraiser. It was amazing to watch the students work. Margaret, the PTA president, thought of this coffee idea. When I showed up, they were all out of the goodies that the students had made. All right, thank you. And we will need to return to closed session. At 7:57 p.m.
Yeah, if you're under three blankets, it feels good.
I was so cold.
Are we on? Okay.
May I have a motion and a second to adjourn the regular board meeting at the Roland Unified School District Board of Education?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 9:34 p.m.
Do you have to say who moved it so that she's got it for her notes?
She knows.
Yeah. No, you remember, Brandy? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.